USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Year's Eve celebrations are taking place around the world despite the Omicron surge. There were no New Year's Eve fireworks in central London, but some people gathered at the Shard skyscraper to ring in 2022. For those spending New Year's Eve in Times Square, things are a bit different. Outgoing NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea.
Let's have fun. Let's do it in a safe environment. You're going to wear a mask, and that's the expectation for everyone.
Massive Colorado wildfires spread by powerful winds burned several hundred homes and forced evacuations of two Denver suburbs. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
Gusts of 100, 110 miles an hour can and have moved this fire down a football field in a matter of seconds.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently? Remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Violence broke out in the Germantown section of Philadelphia, injuring six people after more than 65 shots were heard. Initial reports suggest the shooter hasn't been identified, and the incident is still under investigation. A 21-year-old woman was shot multiple times in the abdomen and was rushed to the hospital, where she remains in critical condition. Five men under 30 were also injured in the gunfire. Most students in Michigan's Oxford schools will be heading back to classrooms on Monday after losing a month of learning.
All the buildings in the Oxford Community School District will reopen Monday except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed four teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing, unquote. In the U.S. USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. It's the second in the past month. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Putin, who asked for the call, said that Ukraine's entrance into the defense alliance would amount to a security threat to Russia. Biden has told Putin in the past that Russia would face harsh economic punishment if it moved military against Ukraine. With more on the Kremlin's response, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the South. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.